guess that. So for today's Father's Day tribute, in regards to our newsletter for Q2 Bold New England, we're happy to have Howard Good with his son, Christoph Good. Thank you so much, gentlemen, today for your time. We would like to highlight the importance of fathers and the dynamic between father and children. And Howard and Christoph was kind enough to agree to be here today so we could get to know more about them and their dynamic. And we would like for Christoph to start and introduce himself and tell us about your age and your current status in school and so forth before we head into our questions that we have prepared. So impressive. Oh, thank you so much for that information. Wow, a Jamaican born national. Wow, fantastic. I'm Jamaican by association. I have been married to a Jamaican for about 16 years, I believe, now. So thank you. Yes. So yeah, Jamaican by association. And Howard, we previously started our interaction with your impressive resume and all the accolades and pinnacles that you have achieved in life. Would you care to tell us about your current day role here with Santander Bank? Wow, that's amazing. How long have you been with the bank? That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal indeed. Well, thank you. Now we have an introduction of both gentlemen here. We would like to start on all questions that we have prepared so that we can have an in-depth look on what's happening between father and son for our tribute. So our first question today, let's delve right in. As a volunteer chaperone working in a leadership capacity, what would you say was the biggest lesson you learned about yourself, Christoph? Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say that being more persuasive as a leader and working on convincing rather than ordering is definitely a good thing to keep in mind whenever you're trying to get people who may not know all the information you do.
Yes, I agree. Oh, wonderful. And with that being said, how do you implement that lesson within other spaces of your life, Christopher?
Outside of my, or let me talk about that, my presidency specifically, in terms of recently we had a fundraiser for our club, which I feel was decently successful, at least for what we needed. And getting my club members to actually go out and advertise and ask their friends and family and all of those nice things was difficult at first, until I realized it's not something I can just be like, guys, go do this. And I actually kind of had to almost sell the fundraiser to them first, so they can then go on to sell it to their friends and family.
Amazing. Wow. It's wonderful how you're able to align all of the different aspects of your leadership within so many areas of your life. That's really
Thank
impressive.
you.
Welcome. It has been stated that the same-sex parents have the greatest influence on a child's perspective. What character trait of your father do you seek to emulate the most?
If I have to choose one, I would definitely choose his ambition. I feel if there's anything I fall short to him on, it's definitely how far I think I'm able to go. All the time I'm like, oh, this is as far as, like, this is dad's finishing point. You know, this is his career. And then I look away for like 10 minutes, and I look back, and he's doing something else that's equally as impressive. And I'm like, okay, so that means don't stop.
Yeah, never set a ceiling for oneself. That's awesome that you have that real life role model there. You don't have to seek it elsewhere from a celebrity or a coach or anything of that nature. That's wonderful. And then let's gear on over to Howard. Howard, with all of the wonderful work that you do at Mount Sunapee, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, that's correct.
What would you say is the most rewarding aspect of that?
You know, I think the most rewarding thing is, and there's a lot of things that I find really tremendously rewarding about working there. But I think the most rewarding was probably the one that tugs most at my one of my greatest strengths. And it's the ability to go into places and spaces and mesh seamlessly in that space and be comfortable and interact with folks. And so I lean into that strength to take me as, you know, an African American male, grew up in Jamaica, you know, never seen snow before, and I'm able to put myself in those spaces. Interacting with people whom I typically would never have met, right? And set an example for others that look like me and have similar heritage, right? And from, you know, I've been a chaperone for like 7 years and, you know, just like volunteering and giving off my time and love and passion. And Sunapee saw that and said, hey, why don't you come and do it for us? You know, like not on the chaperone side, but as an instructor. And that was quite you know, a compliment to me that they would think that and offer that to me. And I, you know, just being in the space and showing other kids in the Boston Ski Party that you too can do this, you know. And that was remarkable for me. But I think the greatest compliment I got in that was, I remember after a class, it was a rough class one day, and I was heading back home. I went on the bus, and it's just you're sitting down, you know, it was rough. And then there was this little Caucasian kid sitting down across from me, and he's like talking enthusiastically on his dad's sleeve, daddy, 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 daddy. And I looked across, and I did recognize him, you know. And he's sticking his father in his head, and like, that's my instructor, that's my instructor. And in that moment, I'm looking at this guy, you know, clearly he has this executive presence about him. So you know he's some you know, executive probably somewhere in Boston or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when he looked across at me, and he and I've made four, you know, I could see in that look that he's not used to seeing people looking like me in such roles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that to me was like really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, taking our power back and breaking the cycles, breaking the stereotypes, breaking barriers and setting new standards. Oh, that is so wholesome. That's so wholesome. My goodness. Oh, wow. I think that encompassed everything that I wanted. Oh, gosh. Oh, let's go to the next question pertaining to fatherhood. With the many hats that you wear, what would you say is the greatest challenge being a working father? And how do you remedy that challenge?
Oh, time is the greatest challenge. And, you know, I think what suffers most is self-care. You know, you try to, you know, at least I try to give of myself, you know, to be there for my children. And, you know, even especially when, you know, Christoph was living in Jamaica, right, mm-hmm. with his mom. And his mom and I have an excellent relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to share that time across the you know, different households and being there for everybody, sometimes self-care gets sacrificed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one area that I struggled with for a while. And lately, like what, last year, 2 years, I've been deliberately building a cocoon of support around myself, you know, so that I could prioritize, you know, different aspects of growth, you know, my professional, personal, emotional growth. Reach out to my support team, you know, and really get myself coaches and stuff that can really build me up and make sure that even as I take care of others, somebody else is taking care of me as well, and making sure that I am taking care of me. And I have a really great friend circle that, you know, ensure I stay on track with that as well.
That's wonderful, because one can never pour from an empty cup.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that for you. And Howard, what would you say, or who would you say you draw inspiration from in your parenting style?
Everyone. You know, I believe that I can learn something from everyone. Some people teach me what not to do, and some people teach me what to do. You know, so I really draw from everyone, you know. Even my children, they will give me feedback. And, you know, I ask, say, hey, you know, how am I doing with this? How am I doing with that, you know? Because I believe that they too have, you know, an opinion that is worth reflecting in the way I behave.
Mm-hmm.
And so I seek that opinion and then, you know, adjust accordingly. I look around me. I got from my father, and, you know, I learned a lot of resilience. You know, that's probably one thing my father was strong in, really strong in. I have another friend, Gary Martin. He's like, you know, really great with resilience as well. You know, always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, then there, my mom, she taught me empathy. You know, I look at everybody around me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I learn something from them. You know, I even look at the presidents, you know, Barack Obama,
yes.
Donald Trump, and I learned to dream big from them. You know,
yes.
I listen to their interviews and think, and try to put myself in their place and say, that was a big dream.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, what do they have over me?
Mm.
You know, like, why can't I dream big too? And try to put myself in those spaces and positions that I too can start to lift my horizon a little bit.
And been pretty successful at doing so, if we may say. And then, let's veer back to Christoph. Christoph, what would you say is your fondest memory with your father that you reminisce on frequently?
I wouldn't say it's one memory, but all of them do fall under the same type of memory. Often when I come back from college, me and Dad will find after dinner, we will sit down until 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just talking about whatever, just catching up and just talking about life, him giving me advice, me rambling on about whatever I want to ramble on about.
You too.
Those are definitely my favorite memories because those are the times I feel I've learned the most from him and as well as about him.
Aww.
And for me, learning about someone really helps me to get closer to them, and it makes me feel a lot more comfortable around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely find whenever I think of him, I think of those moments where we will sit down and we just have what feels like unending conversation. But it's still always fun.
Oh, that's
see, even
beautiful.
I fall asleep in the middle of the conversation, right?
In typical dad fashion. I think that is just like something that happens. It's like a badge of honor for dads to fall asleep mid-conversation. And Christoph, would you agree that your dad's line is, I just missed the last part. Just the last part I missed. When you ask him if you heard what you said. Because I've recognized with my father, when I ask him, what did I say? He'll be like, it's just the last part that I missed. Everything else I heard. Sir, I'm 4 paragraphs deep. Could you not? Oh my goodness. Christoph, how do you celebrate your father on Father's Day?
I'll say for the most part, so like you were saying before about self-care, it's something I've also realized as a child. I feel a lot of times parents don't realize that their children realize they're struggling, or they'll realize that the parents aren't paying attention to specific parts of their health. And so in general, but specifically on Father's Day as a focus, I always try to do as many things as I can to make Dad's life slightly easier. Like, I'm making myself lunch. We have the same office, so normally times I'll make lunch and be like, bring it down to him and be like, oh, here's something to eat so you don't have to get up or you don't have to sit here and starve for eternity before you have free time to go up and make something to eat. And specifically on Father's Day, I like to do things like I will either help make breakfast with my stepmom or sister for him.
Mm-hmm.
If not that, I definitely show my appreciation. One thing I always like to do is to make a point of how much I appreciate everything he does for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supporting me every step of the way. And so I just always try to make sure he can feel that specifically on Father's Day. Not just through actions, but through words as well. And outside of that, just be there. Just be present, participate in whatever activities we're doing on Father's Day to celebrate him. Be an active member and just have fun. If Dad sees me happy, it'll make him happy.
Oh my goodness. I'm really gonna pluck a tear here. That was so beautiful. And I can just definitely see that.
No, that both my children have jobs. They can now take me to dinner.
Oh!
Yeah, and I don't have to sit.
Howard, I dream to be like you one day. You
I
have...
I want to say that one, not to set expectations.
He's got to set the bar high so I can implement it here at my household. Oh, no, that's beautiful. But I can see the dynamic between the two of you. You can see the pride in your father's eyes when you're speaking and you're answering these questions. It's like everything that you do, you can see how it resonates with him. So kudos to you. You're doing a great job at showing your father appreciation. Because as an outsider, you can see it. You can definitely see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Howard, I think this is going to follow up nicely with a couple of questions that we had there for Christoph as our final few questions. Out of all of the proud moments being Christoph's father, what would you say, would you care to share the one that makes you smile the most?
There are tons, man. I remember one of the earliest moments I felt when I, and this is decades ago, not decades, but years and years and years ago. I was talking with his mom one day, and she was sharing with me how he was the captain of the cricket team, you know, and I was like, wow. And she said, you know, she was just like relating to me all the things he's doing and like how proud she is of him. And I'm just like over here and I'm just thinking like, wow, you know, he really, really is becoming a really, really great kid. And then, you know, he moved on to lawn tennis and again, you know, doing tremendously well and again, I'm proud of him. And of course he's keeping the school part balanced, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that he's, you know, then he's, as you just heard him share, you know, he's now, he's here and he's stepped right into the table tennis and, you know, like, he changed country, changed school, changed everything and never missed a beat, right? And just watching that leadership growing in him and, you know, it's really a remarkable and rewarding thing. But all of that aside, I think the thing proudest moment I have is when it's back on the emotional side, I guess. Remember, we had gone to Spain, we were traveling, and, you know, we went to Spain and we had a really difficult night. You know, we went driving all around Spain and we got back late and we ran out of gas and couldn't find parking, the garage is blocked. We're like stressed, everybody's stressed,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, we finally ditched the car somewhere and we all just go up and said, you know what? And I remember the following morning we went down and the car is towed and, you know, problems getting back the car. Long story short, so we're all very stressed now, right? And I remember what Jenna was saying, and Jenna was something Jenna was saying. And my wife and I, we started to snap, you know, everybody's snapping at everybody. And we snapped at Jenna, and immediately Christoph just kind of just zooms in and starts protecting Jenna. And I was like, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That speaks.
So I'm leading them in good hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've done well. You have done well. Like the fact that he was able to move from countries and still stay in the same energy attests to the resilience that you installed in him.
Yeah.
The foundation of resilience. Oh my goodness. You guys, definitely. I thought I was getting there, but that definitely was a tearjerker. It was so wholesome. My gosh. I have two more questions. Howard, what would be your advice to new fathers?
Especially new fathers, it's going to be a long, rough ride. And especially, you know, fathers have this idea in their head as to what they want their children to become, most fathers at least. And what they, I think, sometimes don't realize is that children learn best by example. So whatever you want your child to be, you gotta first be it, right? And sometimes that's the difficult part, you know, trying to be that person that at all times, because they see you when you, I'm hearing a recording. I was just saying that, you know, children see you in your worst moment, and that's the thing they'll pick up. And
yeah.
That's the thing they'll pattern. But, you know, so I'll say, you know, be the example that you want them to be. Be patient and set clear priorities. You know, I remember my project management instructor, he explained to me that you have the one single thing. He called it OSD. What's the one single thing, you know, you have as your priority? And then you filter all your decisions through that. And for me, it was to bring my children into adulthood, healthy, happy, and successful.
Great. Thank you. Gentlemen, we've come to the end of our interview. And with a final question addressed to both of you, what words of wisdom do you have for a harmonious father-son dynamic?
I think the best thing to have is communication, a strong channel of communication, one where neither is afraid to say what's on their mind, a channel of communication that still has respect nonetheless, and that even though you're saying what's on your mind, you're still being respectful that who you're talking to is not only a person, but your child and or father, and that you need to show them the respect that they're due. And I think it goes both ways, both for parents and children. Respect and communication.
Thank you. Howard?
Yeah. Yeah, clearly he learned well, because that's exact response I was going to give.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You know, yeah, and one thing I would add is active listening. You know, it's a part of communication, but it's a part that is often overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's you need to actively. Some people listen to respond, and that's not really what you want to do. You want to listen so that you actually hear what is said, but also what is not said.
Mm.
And you know, you want to connect with the speaker. You know,
yes,
you really make sure.
Thank you. This was a tangible journey of emotions that just runneth over with wholesomeness and inspiration and admiration for the both of you. So, 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 so grateful for both of you gentlemen sharing your time with me today. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back, compose this, compress it into our bold Spotify Q2 playlist, and I will definitely share the transcripts with you as well, Christoph. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I wish for you both to have a wonderful rest of your day and weekend. And now that there's no snow on the mountains, I'm sure you all get into something else that is going to be active, giving back to the community, and just going through all of that check boxes right there as well. Really appreciative. Thank you. It was a wonderful journey sharing this afternoon with you both.
And thanks a lot, Vern and Bold, for allowing us this opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm very glad I got to be here. It was a great time.
Definitely. Well, have a great rest of your day, both of you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
take care.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.